This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The standout weak spot in the jobs report was mining, specifically oil and gas extraction. Employers related to that industry dumped 11,000 jobs last month. Given the big drop in oil prices over the past few months, that's really no surprise. When oil prices are low, companies do less drilling. And in a place like North Dakota, also less fracking. That's the process used there to get the oil out of the ground. The upshot in North Dakota is simply less work on the oil fields. Marketplace's Annie Baxter spent some time there recently and has this report.
Mike Wallizer is only 28, but has the weariness of a much older guy.
Right now, it feels like the balloon's been deflated.
Wallizer runs a company that provides all sorts of equipment and services to the oil industry in North Dakota, including cranes. He recently showed up at a networking event looking for new business partners. His revenue tied to the oil field is way down.
We think that we'll probably come in at half this year at this point, so of what we did last year.
Wallizer says he's down about 25 positions, mostly through attrition so far, but harsher layoffs could come this summer. Some other companies have already made big cuts, or in many cases, they've slashed workers' hours and wages.
Between the salary and the bonus scale, it was so far down that it was getting too expensive to live out there.
Brandon Hartman says he used to pull in more than $100,000 a year on a fracking crew in North Dakota. He says his income recently fell by half, but rent didn't. He quit his job at the end of February and left the oil field, taking his wife and kids back to their native Minnesota.
I don't even take it anymore. I was so stressed out about, was I going to be able to make anything next week? Or was I even going to have a job?
Companies are drilling and fracking far fewer new wells. Why bother when oil prices are so low? But existing wells still need to be kept up. That's good news for some workers, like Chad Perot and his buddies, who repair wells. At a bar in the oil patch, Perot says oil will have to drop a lot more before he loses work.
Our job is pretty secure for the time being, but unless it's a total bust.
Perot says he is keeping a watchful eye on oil prices to see if things change. In Williston, North Dakota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.